Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome. Actually, you know what? Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
This is our Indiana episode.
What's
I am
up, guys?
Here with my one and only, well, not really my one and only because I have like two sisters in LA that are like feeling family.
And you're only
but anyway, sis. Welcome back to Making Moves with TK and my amazing sister host and best friend. The one and only, Ash Nicole XL.
Wow. That was quite the intro.
Yeah, it was a little too long for my liking.
No,
but
I disagree. I think it was perfect.
You liked it?
It's just the right length, actually.
The most beautiful hair. The most beautiful eyes. The perfect look.
Keep it coming. It's fine.
Anyway, Ashley, how are you today?
I'm so good.
I feel like you look very Ashley. I look very TK right now.
I woke up today and I was like, yes, fall. I accept you. I'm wearing a flannel underneath a sweater vest. It doesn't get much more fall than
that. You went off. You said it's grandpa chic.
It's because I came back from Indiana and it was cold and I was like, you know what? I'm ready. I'm accepting fall for what it is and I'm here for it.
I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong,
as much as we hang out, and even like me and Remy or Taryn or whoever, like the people I actually hang out with the most in real life, I hardly post with.
Yes. I would agree. When I feel like us, like on a daily basis, it's like sweatpants on the couch editing.
I'm with Ashley probably more than I'm with like
more than anybody.
Anyone.
Yeah. It's like me, you, and Alicia.
Literally.
90% of the day. And we're usually just like working, but we don't like post regularly or do stuff like that together. But yeah, I spend the majority of my time with you.
Yeah. We're like three peas in a pod. But it's true. Ashley, let's dive into you. Give me like the little elevator Ash Nicole XO pitch. What's XO?
What's
Ash Nicole? Like, give me what give me the tea. I want to know, like, who are you on your own, okay, not affiliated from Alicia
Everything
Marie
else.
Because we have this like thing where we're like, oh, we're Alicia's sister,
blank.
We're Alicia's blank, which rightfully so, Alicia Marie is like queen. And is such a beast and obviously has the biggest or the largest amount of eyes on her.
Right.
But like,
yeah,
who are you? I want to know who you are.
Oh my God. Well, let me introduce myself.
She's like, music
Ashley.
My ears. Finally, my helmet.
Yeah. I mean, I do all the things as TK. I have a podcast. I have a YouTube channel. I do influencing. I have been on YouTube for like 6, almost 7 years, I think.
Really?
Which is wild. It's like, I swear I blinked and here we are. It's such a weird thing.
It's crazy to me because in my head, you started when Alicia did.
I know. A lot of people think that. So Alicia's been on YouTube for like damn near like 13 years now, which is wild. I helped her in the beginning.
You were the me before me.
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. So fun fact. So I was TK's job before TK came into the picture. So I think a lot of people thought I was on YouTube longer because I was in those videos with Alicia, but I wasn't.
Well, yeah, I
start
stole her
my
job,
own channel.
Basically.
Yeah. I was like, I quit.
And I was like,
dramatic,
I'll take it.
It was a dramatic leaving.
Wait, question.
Yeah.
Did you quit or was she like, hey, I think you should do your own thing?
We actually, this is going to make us sound like very healthy individuals. We had a conversation. I had finished school and I wanted to pursue this on my own. She needed more help, but because I was doing my own thing, I didn't have as much time available to give her. And both of us were like, we need to find you someone that I can train and show how to do everything, and then I can slowly back off. And that was what happened. We had someone before you, and that was kind of like the transition period, but then you, I didn't even need to show you anything because you already knew what to do.
Yeah, we really didn't. I feel like Alicia really told me like specifically what she wanted, and you were full blown doing
but
your own thing when I started.
Yeah, and but like you also knew how to like work a camera and how to do all that stuff, whereas the girl before didn't. So there was a lot. I was like working a lot with the girl before you. So
like
by the time you
her.
Came, and since you already knew how to do everything, it was like bye.
So question, I'm just selfishly asking because I get this question all the time.
Yeah.
People are always like, oh my God, when are you going to leave Alicia and do your own thing? Right. And yeah. In my head, I'm like, why do people think I need to do that?
Yeah.
Right. Because I just don't feel like I need to do that right now.
Yeah.
I just still learn so much from my job and I love it. So not to say that I don't love doing my own thing, too. It's just like I feel like I can balance both or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just going to ask you, like, do you think there was a moment where you're like, all right, it's time I need to move on? Or I guess like if I were going to you for advice and I was like, hey, I'm having trouble balancing all this. Like, what would you tell me?
I think if you are not being challenged in any way, then it might be time to look for some kind of different situation, some kind of different work situation. With me and Alicia, I think it is different because we are family. So I think there was a very necessary line where it was like, okay, I want to make sure that like you're doing you, I'm doing
you
me.
Back.
I don't want to hold you back. You don't want to hold me back. We need some kind of separation. So I feel like that's a little bit different for you. I feel like as long as, or anyone else, I feel like as long as you are feeling like you're being challenged, that there's room for you to grow, then you should stick it out as long as you can. The second you hit any kind of wall, there's a problem and maybe like look for something else.
Yeah. I always say I'm very grateful with Alicia working for her specifically is that she, I mean, has grown. She's launched like 80 million projects since I've come on board with her that she's thrown herself into and inevitably I get to learn from.
Yeah.
So one of them is being Parallel.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah. Me and my sister started a clothing brand We've been working on it for like 2 years. We started it this year at the top of this year. And it has been the most wild ride. I feel like a sponge. I have learned so much. And even for you, like being able to like be a part of that project, like imagine like adding this to your resume and going to a job interview.
Oh my God, I am confident that I could literally walk into someone who has a job right now and take it.
Yeah.
Just because you guys are so young and you're CEOs and like I'm literally the person right below you that gets to learn everything and learn from my mistakes and not get any repercussions, which is
insane. It's the best seat to be in because it's a win-win for you no matter what. Like even so if grateful. Like everything like shit hits the fan and everything ends for Alicia and I with Parallel, you still, and I mean us too, like we still learned so much that we can take this knowledge and move forward into any other project or any other job position and be confident in knowing like what to do.
But I love that about both of you because even though Parallel is and was such a big risk, you guys just did it. And you, even though it was scary, you did it scared.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you like threw yourself into the deep end and like, we're still figuring it out. But can you kind of explain the background of Parallel? What has that been like working with a sibling and like being co-founders? Like, what have you learned? Just dive in.
Oh my gosh. There's I feel like I could talk about this forever.
And what
there's
is Parallel, so much to talk I guess, about. Besides just a clothing brand?
Yeah. So Parallel is a luxury loungewear, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's not athletic wear, but it's very similar to athletic wear. Alicia and I basically have grown up our whole lives just not feeling confident in a lot of the clothes that we purchase and in a lot of the brands that we've, you know, spent money on, and wanted to create something where we just simply feel comfortable and confident. And we realized like those two words for us 90% of the time went together. Like the only time I ever felt confident usually was when I felt the most comfortable. And that didn't always mean like jeans necessarily, or it meant very high-waisted jeans and like the perfect amount of stomach
leggings.
Showing. Yeah.
It means a specific type
of
legging.
Very specific type of clothing that I feel comfortable in. And we wanted that to be able to, not only for us, but for other people. We do have a younger audience stereotypically. So like I wanted like girls that were younger to be able to say, hey, like I agree and I feel good wearing this, which I feel like we've confidently done. Mm-hmm. I feel like the message for Parallel is specifically to women to be sexy as they are and to recognize that they don't need to change or do anything to be sexy, if that makes sense.
I love that.
Which is our like slogan.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag sexy as is.
Hashtag sexy as is. So we've been working on it for 2 years. Obviously, COVID put a huge, huge dent into the launching process.
To this day.
I think a lot of people don't realize, unfortunately, we had a huge problem with shipping, like just not being able to get stuff out in time. And it's
And sourcing
wild.
Fabrics and
we have I'm not kidding, we have fabric sitting in the port right now,
chilling,
just straight sitting there,
and chilling
we
on a boat.
We cannot get it, and it has opened my eyes, especially to small businesses, all companies in general, but especially small businesses right now. We were talking about this the other day, like there's so many companies and clothing brands that I love that haven't restocked, and it breaks my heart, and I'm always like, Where is it?
Yeah,
I want to buy this.
I want those shorts that have been out forever.
How come they haven't restocked? I guarantee you their stuff is sitting in a port somewhere right now. And it has changed the way that I look at brands.
It's
I'm
not
like,
that they don't want to. It's that there's some logistical reason.
Something
usually.
Is going on and they're working on it. They're trying their hardest. But it has opened my eyes to brands. And even like me and Alicia, when we first started Parallel, we were like, oh, we want to have a huge size range and we want model representation of that size range. Didn't even occur to me that that would cost so much more money.
Yeah, than the
and
average,
as a small biz, we can't do that.
You know, small to large.
But it just seems so obvious. Like, of course we have to have model representation. And then we were like, oh.
And we want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe one day, but right now we're not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Can I just say too, it reminded me, Parallel, just because we've been traveling a lot, especially me lately. I literally haven't been home for a weekend in the past.
Yeah, you've been
two months or something. Parallel, the items that Parallel sells, the clothes.
Yes.
I'm not kidding you. Every piece from Parallel that I have, and this is not just because I happen to work for the person that owns the company. I'm dead ass when I say it every item of Parallel that I own is in my suitcase on every single trip, whether it is lit party dress Vegas season or Lollapalooza or Bahamas or my San Fran trip for my work trip with benefit or Indiana. All those things that I went to, every single Parallel piece that I own, which by the way, I left my black square neck top at their house and I bug the crap out of them because I'm like, I need it to travel. Like I literally get mad.
Also traveling.
Yes.
I wore it to and from Indiana this last trip because it was so comfy.
What I'm saying is that it is the auto pieces that just, it's like autopilot. I'm going on a trip. I have to pack. I can't live without
it. It's the mindlessly cute. You don't have to think about Staples. It. You're going to grab it no
and
matter what.
No matter where you're going to go or what you're going to do on your vacation or work trip or whatever it is, you know you'll be fine because you got those staples.
And I love that because essentially Parallel at its core is a basics line.
Yeah.
And that's what we wanted it to be. We're not trying to put this huge dent in fashion. We're not, you know, designers, but we wanted something that's a go-to, that's a staple that you can build an outfit around. And yeah, that square neck, for example, is one of our best sellers and a staple piece. And I wear it constantly.
My personal favorite piece is... which I feel like is a little different from that Rich Joe, is the hero hoodie, but in white.
Yes.
More than the black.
You wear the white all the time.
Obsessed.
Yes.
And I'm not even really a white girly.
Yeah. No, I would agree.
But I'm obsessed. The fabric is just like...
It's butter.
Butter.
Yeah. It's butter. And it, you know, we worked really hard on it. We wanted it to be super thick and definitely leans on the luxury side. So you get what you pay for. But yeah, it is so soft and so thick.
What's it like working with... a sibling?
That
people say to not work with family.
That is, yeah, that is
or
a
friends.
Whole, that is a whole thing because those are things I've heard my whole life and I have gone against all of them. TBD on if that was a good call. But as of right now, it's been really great. I will say I've worked with Alicia for a really long time now. When we first started working together, it wasn't great. And we went through a very long time, a good like 5 years of us not being able to communicate really well. I, for one, am a very non-confrontational person. And she...
9 on the Enneagram.
Yeah. She also leans towards that direction also, which means that both of us harbor a lot of passive aggression towards each other. Mm-hmm. So that ended in us not being able to work really well together and just feeling a lot of like tension. Mm-hmm. Both of us have grown a lot since then and are, I think, finally able to actually have those hard conversations together. I think what's happening right now that we've launched and we've been doing Parallel for a while, is Alicia definitely has this beautiful mind and has this like very amazing business mind. She can handle it.
It's no, people do not understand.
People don't. I think it's because she's like so cute and she's very like YouTube and she's very like, you know,
she also
personality.
Has a fire personality. Yeah,
she's brilliant. Like she understands all of this really well. Whereas I sit in the same room on the same phone call talking to the same people and most of it's going over my head and I'm like quietly Googling things because I'm trying to like understand exactly what's going on, or they're talking numbers and I have my calculator out because I can't process that.
Yeah, but you add value where she really can't.
Yeah.
And she doesn't.
And I think what's happened now that we've done Parallel for a while is she's leaning more towards business side, more behind the scenes.
Operations.
And I, like this last photo shoot, she didn't really do much. She just kind of like sat back and observed and obviously helped
with logistical things.
But like me and the girls on our social team basically ran the whole thing and it went super smooth. And I was like, okay,
this is more my area.
This is more her area. And I think that's where we balance each other out really well.
Yeah. You guys are like peanut butter and jelly. Yeah. Awesome. What would you say to like someone? I just feel like we have this conversation all the time because all the time we'll get little like digs like, oh yeah, you just ride Alicia's clothes.
Oh my God.
And stuff
all
like that.
The time. Yeah.
Which is so funny because like, I know we both, especially you, like work so hard.
Both of us do, yeah.
And we just know that it's like so far from the truth. And we're obviously so grateful for like her shouting us out and things like that. Yeah. But like at the end of the day, we have like our own brands and whatever. And I just want to know, like, what do you have to say to someone that's like, you have your own channel because of Alicia's followers, like things like that.
I think I personally have become a little bit desensitized to the fact that I work I work with my little sister or that my little sister has a bigger following than me.
Was that ever that a struggle for you?
That used to bother me in the beginning.
Okay.
And it's going to sound weird, but when I first started my channel, when I first started working for Alicia, the only thing that was in my head was like, what if friends from high school, like, what do they think?
Got it.
And that it was so sense, weird though. How specifically it was like high school friends that I don't talk to anyone from high school, actually. So why would I care about that? But that just goes to show like where my thought process was. And I remember having a moment where I was like, OK, well, do I want to do this or do I want to let this like obvious fear hold me back from trying something? Obviously, I went forward and I tried it. To everyone who has like spoken about like me writing Alicia's tale or using her for clout or follows or whatever,
which is the dumbest thing. So funny.
I definitely see that in the beginning, but I've been doing this for 6 years now. If that was the case, like I wouldn't have a following.
Yeah.
People stuck around for a reason. And I think it's really cool now because if you watch my videos, I worked for a very long time to be able to do this and say this. My content is completely different from Alicia's content.
So different.
I made sure of that because me and Alicia are very different.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I first started, I obviously had been working for Alicia for a while. This was the like genre of like saturation and like being very loud and quick cuts editing.
Squalicia.
I mimicked her in a lot of ways when I first started.
Well, but everyone did.
So, yeah,
everyone
it was definitely
did.
A style.
It was like, if you want views, do this.
It was a genre, it was a style, and it worked. Those videos popped off. I hated the content that I was creating because if you know me at all, I'm the chillest person. I'm very relaxed. I love more like moody stuff, a little bit more artsy
Neutrals.
Stuff, a little more.
Yeah
where Alicia's very like quick and exciting, and that's never been me. So, I remember having a moment actually where I was like, do I want to continue to kind of put on a face and get more views or and not be happy with the content I'm making? Or do I want to be so proud of the content I'm making and like not get as many views? And I ended up going with the latter because I love, and I mean this with all my heart, I love editing my own videos and making it feel the way I want it to feel. And if you go through any of the comments on my videos, everyone always says, it's the most relaxing, the most calming. They love watching it in the morning with a cup of coffee. And hello, those are my people.
Yeah.
Like, I think I finally got the audience that I wanted to get.
Uh-huh.
And it's not the same as Alicia's. And that was the goal in the first place, if that makes sense.
No, I love that. And I think you've done that so beautifully. And I think that's what makes you stand out. And then the other thing I was going to say is that anyone who has a big following can get eyes on someone. Like, you know when people are like, shout me out on your story.
Yeah.
Right? If I like shout out a random like John Doe, like, yeah, people are going to click it, but they're not going to follow.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a lot for someone to commit to follow.
Yeah.
So even with myself when explaining, oh, you know, you just read Alicia's glow. I'm like, you have no idea what both of us do.
Yeah.
On our own and for her.
Mm-hmm.
But, and she is the most supportive. But what's crazy is like, you don't understand when it takes a lot for someone, especially people care about their, like normal people care about their ratio.
Yeah.
Their following ratio. So it takes a lot for them to go to your profile and be like, whoa, this person's actually cool. I genuinely want to consume their content and give up part of my ratio to follow them.
Yeah.
Like that means a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just think it's someone following someone is deeper than you think.
I was just going to say.
Like, it's not just like, just shouted them out.
It
sounds
silly.
Obviously,
but
it helps.
Clicking that subscribe button is actually a really huge deal.
It's
I can't tell you how many YouTube videos I've watched where I don't actually subscribe to the content creator.
Even Instagram's the amount I creep on and I don't follow.
Yeah. So it sounds dumb, but it is a commitment to do that to make that click. And I think if people have done that for you or if they've done that for me or literally anyone, it means that they're very interested in you as a content creator.
Yeah. And it's a ode to you to say like, oh my gosh, your page is so fire that I don't want to miss out on your next post, that I want to follow you.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's awesome that someone wants to do that. So yeah, let's take a quick break and then we'll go into polls.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing slash time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com. Hey, y'all, we are back with one of my favorite segments of this podcast, Juicy Polls.
You at your core.
Yeah, me at my core. I came out of the womb coming out with a poll question. I said, boy or girl?
I want to be the first. I know a lot of people are thinking this too. When it comes to your polls on your Instagram stories, I have never, like, I'll be scrolling through your stories, and if I see that you're about to do like a bunch of polls, I'll stop scrolling on your stories.
I've gotten that before.
And then I'll do my thing. And then later in the day when I have time and I'm sitting on the couch or eating dinner or something, I'll very intentionally, with all my focus, go through your polls. And if I ever accidentally click the wrong one,
World War III.
I'm pissed. Two, I always end up DMing you going, no, I meant to click the other one.
I get so many of those DMs.
I wonder how many times does that happen?
Do people ask, oh my God, I didn't mean no. Like, I swear boys like should take you out on first date and pay. I'm like, it's okay. Like,
they're like, just so you know, I'm not that person.
Yeah, I'm like, no worries. Like, I wasn't going to see it, but I appreciate that. Because I get it. I'm like,
It bothers me.
Yeah, I get it. Anyway. Let's play. I feel like a lot of people have been playing them as games lately, so that makes me very happy.
Yeah.
If you want to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls. Also follow Ashley.
Yeah.
Ash Nicole XO.
Ash Nicole. Ash Nicole.
Ash Nicole. Sorry.
Ash Nicole. Also, I call her Juice.
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it is.
Anyway, first one. Business with your BFF or business with your sister?
Oh, this is so hard.
Sorry, Taryn. Sorry, Alicia.
I'm uncomfortable, but I'm gonna go sister because
family.
Smoother. Blood. It's been longer. Blood.
Obviously we love Taryn.
We love Taryn.
Yeah. Game of Thrones.
Oh, God.
Or Big Little Lies.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Wow. Those are, if you know me at all, I love TV shows, and those are two of my favorites. I'm probably going to go Big Little Lies.
Whoa! I was not expecting that.
I don't think I was either. I think that shocks me. I love Game of Thrones, but I wasn't super thrilled with the ending, whereas I felt very satisfied with Big Little Lies.
I also feel like Game of Thrones is obviously an incredible, like,
oh,
fantasy.
My God. Oh, my God.
Story.
It was a roller coaster. I laughed. I cried.
But I just feel like I relate more to Big Little Lies. Like, it feels so real, Big Little Lies does.
But was I in the, like, Game of Thrones fandom? Did I listen to podcasts that recapped everything?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I, to this day, like, it's one of my absolute favorite shows to talk about because there was just so much interwoven within the show.
Yeah. I really wish that it almost would have come out like now or almost during COVID because we all could have like watched it together.
I really thought about rewatching it during COVID, but it felt like such a commitment.
We watched Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, I'm going to, with that one, I'm going Big Little Lies too, just because I forking stan Reese Witherspoon.
Honestly, yes.
Okay, dating a musician or an athlete?
So stereotypically, I would say musician is more my vibe.
For sure.
Have I dated musicians? Yes. Were they great? No.
Wait, greatest people or great musicians?
Great as someone to date.
I'm like, did they never really take off?
Here's what happened. I think in my head, my style was always like musician. Like, I loved the look of a musician. In the end, they're very emotional, and it made me feel like the man in the relationship emotionally. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
That was normally not my style, not my vibe.
Got it.
I learned that.
So
the
you're
hard
going
way.
Athlete?
I'm going to go athlete.
Whoa!
Yeah. Yep.
Ashley, I was not expecting
this. Because musician is still, I think, my type, like what I like a lot. But in the past, like having dated a few, that was emotionally messy, and I don't need that.
Copy. You know? Oh, I'm athlete all the way. I mean, I cannot date a musician. That's way too much emotions for me.
I would love, but I don't think it'll ever work between us.
It would be cool to have songs written about you, though.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
That'd be real dope.
Okay. Beach day or mountains day?
Beach day.
Yeah, I'm going beach, too.
Mm-hmm.
I
love mountains.
I love mountains,
but it's beach.
Agreed.
I feel free at the beach.
Feel that.
Yeah.
And then last one. This one's hard.
Oh, God.
Oat milk or Le Labo?
Oh, my God.
Le Labo is Ashley's like favorite brand of fragrance.
Yeah. I spread the gospel on Le Labo regularly.
We stan.
If you haven't smelled it, just go to Nordstrom and go to the table and go sniff a few. I'm probably going to go. I literally have both every single day.
Yeah,
I'm going to go. I'm going to go Le Labo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ashley Golixo is like, I'm making people drop their jaws right now.
Just flipping tables.
Holy shit.
Dramatic.
I thought for sure you were going to oat milk.
No, I literally wear my perfume every day, even if I'm not going anywhere. I love how it smells. I have a candle that you gave me that I light all the time. I have oils.
Lotion.
I have lotion. I have all of it, and I wear it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day, you guys will know I've made it when I buy Ashley for a gift the $600 Le Labo candle. Just know I'm rich.
Just know there is a giant Le Labo candle out there that I want with all my heart.
And I think it's $600.
But I cannot justify spending that amount of money on the candle because it's so expensive.
But when I buy you that as a gift, I've made it.
If and when I'm a billionaire, you better believe I'm buying myself that candle.
Same. That's
crazy. I'm going to bathe in Le Labo.
Yeah, literally. That's insane. We should make it, though, like Sierra Furtado did.
Yeah.
We should do it.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Anyway, that was it for the polls.
Love the polls.
I'm going Le Labo too. I'm not even much of like, yes, I love oat milk, but I don't like stand.
I love oat milk, but I would have almond milk. I would do all the other milks.
Yeah, I kind of fork with almond milk.
I love both. So. Yeah.
Anyway, as long as it's not like actual dairy.
Yeah.
We do cheese, but like not whole milk.
But we do cheese.
Yeah, we do cheese.
God, I love cheese.
Fork it up. Okay, Ashley, you came to my hometown.
I did.
This
Oh my God, I did.
For a week, basically.
Pretty much a whole week.
How was it?
It was everything I wanted and more, but also at the same time, a complete surprise.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say I don't want to interrupt, but my hometown's Bloomington, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
I have so much hometown pride.
She does.
It's home of the Hoosiers, so we're known for our Hoosier hospitality.
Yeah.
And
Hoosier
Hoosier Daddy. I live in a college town, so I grew up in a big sports-oriented family.
Very.
And when I met Alicia and Ashley, they became my LA family.
Uh-huh.
And I will not shut up really to anyone, but especially them, about Indiana and where I'm from and my family and the Hoosiers and everything. So they've acquired all of these things that I've kind of tried to explain, you know, my friends, my family friends, the lingo, what Hoosier Daddy means, Hoosier hospitality, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And like, do you think I did a good job? What was surprising? Please explain all.
It was, there's so many thoughts in my head right now. First of all, it was a huge surprise. In my head, Bloomington, Indiana was a very small town in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. So I was picturing
Hick,
a very small town in the Midwest. Going there, I was completely surprised. It is way busier, way bigger than
really?
I had pictured in my head. I was picturing like small town.
So you think we're going to go like shuck some corn?
Yeah. Because okay. I know it's like surrounded by corn. Like that's like
yeah.
a thing out there. So in my head, it was super small town. And that's what I had anticipated going there. So busy. I've never been to a small town that also had a university.
Uh-huh.
So that makes sense to me. The university was gorgeous. There was so much pride, like hometown pride everywhere.
Yeah.
The university also, fun fact, was like completely made out of limestone.
Yeah.
Which made it look like
rich.
The most rich. Like, I've been to Oxford in London and it was very similar vibes. Like, it was like the beautiful stone and, you know, like big architecture, and it just did not feel like Indiana in any way. So loved that. At the same time, it's everything I imagined, because TK has talked so much about this. She, when, if you guys know TK at all, she has this big bubbly personality. When like people talk about small towns and everybody knowing everybody, literally we couldn't go anywhere without running into someone who knew TK, who had to like come up and say hi and say how you're doing and like give you a big hug. TK knew everybody in that town. And if we went to any event whatsoever, a bar, like the university, even a coffee shop, like we couldn't walk in without having to stop and say hi to someone. And that was really cool, because I am from here. I'm born and raised from here. I barely know my neighbors.
Well, it's just,
so it was such a weird, like completely different lifestyle, like switch for
me. It's weird to me that I don't know my neighbors here.
Yeah.
Like, it's like everyone knows your neighbors back home.
Like, we're friendly, but like, I don't, you know everyone and like grew up with them, and like you feel confident walking over to their house and like stopping by and saying hi for an hour. Whereas like, I would be like, oh, I don't know how to do that. You know?
Yeah.
I love that.
So what were like the people like?
Everyone was super sweet. I've never gone to a bar in my life where so many people wanted to buy me drinks.
I mean,
literally never.
Yeah. Even for me, I was like, guys, I don't want the tequila shot, which I never say.
And I don't mean like a guy buying a girl a drink. I'm talking like
girlfriends, parents, girls
buying each other drinks, like parents being like, hey, let me buy you a drink. I was like, whoa. I'm still drinking a drink. I don't need another one. And they're like, no, you're fine. Let me get you one.
I was literally taking tequila shots and being like, throwing it over my shoulder because I was getting so many. I
looked at Alicia. I was like, is this Southern hospitality? Is this what it is? Also, like, everyone was like, we went to your friend's family's lake house.
Yeah.
For example. Were they there? No. They stopped by and said hi, but like, they were like, no, go for it. And we stopped by like random people's homes and they allowed us to use their things. And I was like, this is crazy. They don't even know me. I would never.
Yeah. One of my family friends, shout out Remax. They're kind of like almost my, like a great aunt and uncle vibes. Like they literally grew up like almost being like godparents, kind of like that.
I so see
even
that.
Though I don't have godparents, but they knew we were coming over and it was going to be like one night at like 10 p.m., which they're like older too. So it's like, it was really sweet of them to stay up. They don't need to do that.
Yeah.
And the Carol, the wife, went to like specifically this like cookie shop in Indiana to like get pumpkin cookies because she knew we were going to come over.
Which is so sweet.
And I was just like, that is so Indiana, but like people do not do that here.
No, that's way out of the way. I would never, especially for not being there.
Yeah.
Like she wasn't even there, but she bought us cookies. How?
Uh-huh.
How?
What was something or a few things that like stood out to you or like, you know, what were the highs of the trip?
Oh my gosh. You? One of the biggest highs was your dad taking us golfing.
Very fun. Why?
I don't really have a lot of like activities or hobbies that take me outside of the house other than like hiking or like going to the beach.
Got it.
Genuinely. So being outside, or I go snowboarding sometimes, but nowhere near as often. Whereas like her dad goes golfing like multiple times a week.
Like every day, pretty much.
And it gets him outdoors and outside. And it's one of those activities where you can't be on your phone. You have to fully focus. And I think there's something.
You also can let off some steam.
Yeah, I think there's something so beautiful about that where my life and my job is so connected to like the internet in some sort of way, or I'm filming or I'm taking photos. So the fact that I couldn't do that is very relaxing. And I know Alicia would say the same thing. So we had way too much fun. Were we good? No, but it was wonderful.
You were way better than I thought you guys were both going to be. And also it is nice to like whack a ball.
Yeah. I was like, oh, let me go full force. Also, my arms were a little sore and I was like, that's wild. So that was really fun for me. We went to the lake, her friend's family's own a home on the lake, and they allowed us to go.
Shout out Costello.
And we had the best time. It was absolutely beautiful. We went to the bar, I think it was like Friday night, to hang out with your friends and your brother's friends. Uh-huh. It ended up raining and we danced in the rain. Was that a beautiful moment? Yes.
It was fantastic. We're going outside.
Am I worried that I might catch cold from the rain? Probably. But it was such wonderful memory. It was so much fun. We were soaked, but they were like
hair drenched,
but the DJ did not stop. And I was dancing so hard. And then I just kept looking at my Balenciaga bag like, poor baby.
I know, my poor YSL.
Poor baby.
My first ever designer bag that I finally like splurged on is ruined. But yeah, it was worth it.
But it was great. And then that was my Saturday, was my very first ever tailgate.
Yes.
I've done like football games before. I've been to college football games before. I've never done an actual tailgate, and that was so much fun. And because TK knows everyone, we were invited to absolutely every single tailgate.
We went to a shit ton of
tailgates. And we were given food. We were given drinks. We were given Jello shots. And I was taking all of it.
With no one ever expecting anything in return.
No, I didn't pay for a damn thing.
That is such an LA thing.
And
it
makes
beautiful. Me sick.
And it wasn't store-bought. It was all homemade.
I want to do more stuff that's just like out of the kindness of my heart, without genuinely expecting anything in return.
I genuinely,
you know what I mean,
want to start having more like hangs, kickbacks, parties, all those things where I'm just like, hey, come over.
Yeah.
No expectation of anything.
Yeah.
Like, just hang out.
Even, I feel like LA makes me feel like I can't even do, hey, come over, because I need to have this ready and blah, 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 blah.
So here's
the thing. To provide value and stuff, which I hate that.
I feel like out here, I feel like everything has to be planned because everyone's schedules are so busy and no one
has
time
to
actually. So it's like by the time you actually plan something, it's like a month away.
Yes.
So what was so wild about like Indiana is it felt like everyone was very much like, oh, you're hanging out. Sure. I'll come over.
Spur of the moment.
Yeah. What are you doing? Okay, I'm coming.
So living in the moment.
What is that?
Also,
life?
Can we talk about how literally if it started raining and we were at like bungalow, everyone would leave.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Everyone would be like, absolutely not.
Does it make more sense now, the dynamic between my brother and I and like our friend group? Like how I'm like, it's like all of our friends. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes. I think me and Alicia growing up always had very different friend groups. It wasn't until like we like moved out that we actually started like having the similar friends. So it's really cool seeing how, well, also, I'm going to say this too. Bloomington only, from what I can understand, only had a few like hangout spots.
Yeah.
So it was like, it didn't matter what age you were. Everyone hung out in those spots. So I see now how like you guys are literally all friends.
Yeah.
Even with the parents, even with the younger kids and the older kids, like everyone just hangs out in the same spots. That's
so
cool.
It's so easy to have. It's like a blessing and a curse because back home, so many friendships are convenient just because it's like, oh, we're all going to be at Roy's anyway. Kilroy's is the bar. We're all going to be at Kilroy's anyway, so may as well hang out when so-and-so. Whereas if we all lived in LA, it's such a commitment to drive like 40 minutes to Venice. I'm only going to do that for my best friend or a hot guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do that for
that's
like
a drive. Yeah.
A neighbor that like I'm sort of close with.
Yeah.
So that's the nice thing about home. But the nice thing about here is that people do make extra effort to see you, or they don't.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I think it's out here, if someone is taking the time to see you, they care about you.
They freaking like you.
Yeah.
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 Especially if they pick you up from the airport.
Dating situation, any of those things, that means that they're invested in you. If they're prioritizing you in any way, like that means a lot out here. Wild.
Totally. So what do you think of tailgating?
Tailgating was a blast.
Yeah.
I had so much fun.
What did you think
of the game? We were bobbing around to all the little spots. I was drunk.
Such good food.
Such good food. I had fried chicken and mac and cheese. Are you kidding me?
I had like pulled pork.
Yeah.
Like there's brownies.
Someone had tamales.
Oh my God.
And everything, again, I can't reiterate this enough. Everything was homemade. And it was so good. I could not get enough of it. It was
even like all of my mom and all of her friends, they're like, fireball.
Yeah. Every like, place we went to, I had to take a drink or a shot or something. Am I super bloated right now? Yeah, it's been,
you're never
it's
hungry
been a day.
When you're in the Midwest.
No.
Yeah, you're always full. So what do you think of the games?
The games were so much fun.
Uh-huh.
Also, big highlight, her mom, your mom, Kelly, took us to the presidential suite at Indiana University.
Yeah.
It was very fun because we had our seats, the original seats to watch the game, but then
which were my dad's seats.
Right.
They're great seats.
They're great seats. Yeah. Also, they were cushioned with a backrest. I'm sorry.
Yeah. My dad's like goes off with when it's sports.
Yeah.
He's like,
I was like, this is the best situation I've ever been in. And then,
by the way, Ashley bought a foam finger.
I bought a foam finger, which, you know what? Everyone was like laughing about
it,
but it was
the highlight
of the day. Yeah. Everyone loved the foam finger. We ended up going from those amazing seats into the presidential suite because her mom got us passes, which I don't know how Kelly pulled that off, but forever grateful.
Loki knows people in high places.
We had
a show out for you guys because, I mean, Alicia Marie, everywhere we go, it's like Uber Black, Jet, Bus,
Jet.
Club,
another
VIP,
club.
Another club, no sleep. Like, so we were like, we're going hard. Yeah. And she was like, president suite,
really
check.
Did.
Like 50 yard line seats, check. Colts game, check. Like,
and I have never in my life,
check, you know?
Never in my life have I gone to an event, a concert, a game, or anything like that where I have sat in one spot and then gone to a completely different spot to get a completely different perspective of the exact same thing. Seeing the field from both sides was super cool for
awesome.
Me. Super cool for me. And I loved that.
Also, you guys kept saying how, which I thought was so funny, they were like, you don't have to, like, your parents just take care of everything. Like, when you're home, like, I feel so at home when I'm home. And I think it's because, like, my mom and dad love to, like, their acts of service.
They like
service
to dote
people.
On you in that way.
Yeah. They love to be like, hey, we have this planned or whatever. And I literally feel like a little kid. I'm glad that you guys got a glimpse of that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you guys never actually get to relax and have people do things for you. You're always doing stuff for others and you're always providing for others. So it was so nice to like do that for you guys.
It was, I had this realization while I was there and I told TK and me and Alicia talked about it. I don't remember the last time I went on a trip and didn't plan every single thing, didn't pay for every single thing or schedule every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's always been my role and I don't mind that. Like I enjoy having that role, but it was wild. One, not being in charge. Two, your parents kept wanting to pay for everything, which blew my mind. And then, like, on top of it.
Well, you guys have done so forking much for me. It was, like, in their head. They were like, this is the least we could do.
They, like, wanted to pay for everything. And that's so wild to me. And then on top of it, like, they would drive us everywhere. And it just, I was 12 years old in my head. And I was having a blast.
It was
like,
awesome.
There was, like.
And we were so full.
Like your dad driving us around and me and Alicia in the back. Like, me and Alicia were goofing off, like, little kids because it made us feel like little kids.
It was awesome.
And it was so much fun.
Yeah. I think there's something about that parent to kid relationship.
Yeah.
That like as a parent, you're always excited to kind of like spoil your kids. Like I can't wait to do that for my kids.
Yeah.
And they come back. Like I think also I'm not home a lot. So like when I come home, my parents go hard.
Yeah. They're TA's home. Like we're doing everything. Yeah.
Exactly. Just like when they're here, we go hard for them.
Yes.
You know?
You want to spoil them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Was there any other highlights of the trip?
The Colts game was an absolute blast.
Alicia was extremely hungover.
Yeah, she had a rough go at it.
She'll explain her situation on Pretty Basic.
Yeah, I'm assuming so. You should definitely go check it out. Yeah. It was a wild ride. TK and I took very good care of her. Yeah. But yeah, she poor thing was hard. Down hard. Yeah.
Schoolisha, that's why Schoolisha went to college. Stop. Yeah, Schoolisha did go to college. Yeah. okay, well, let's take a quick break and then we're going to come back with a juicy story of what happened to me before we went tailgating. Okay, so we're back.
We are back.
I'm like a little nervous with to tell this story.
The juiciest story.
I wanted to save it for then because it's juicy.
Also, I love that it's me and you telling this story.
That's why I was like, I have to have Ash on.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we all know, IU, Bloomington, mm-hmm. is my hometown. Ash and Alicia came to visit. Mm-hmm. So excited to show them everything and everyone in my hometown. And we're going to just dive into a little moment that happened to us. Less. I guess me, kind of.
It happened to you. I observed. I was more of a, you know, an audience member during this whole thing. But yeah.
Literally felt like I was in a movie.
I felt like I was on the front row.
Yes, you were. So we were tailgating at my brother's fraternity.
Yes.
We
went and visited. Also my first time at a fraternity.
I'm so sad we didn't get to see more of it.
But can I just say?
Yeah.
It was straight from a movie. It was the biggest house I've ever seen.
Yeah, huge.
I always...
It's the biggest frat, I think, in America.
It was wild. Yeah. It was cool. But we got a little tour, and it was huge.
It was very, very small tour, but it was very fun. We went, and all of my brother's friends are so awesome, right?
Yeah, everyone was super sweet.
So welcoming. They're honestly like family to me at this point.
Yeah.
So they were paired with a sorority for homecoming week, as like all the frats and sororities are paired together, and they have a party, and they like do the whole homecoming week together like a... duo.
Yeah.
So we go because, you know, we're the sisters. Uh-huh. We're allowed to. And, you know, anytime anyone has a family member or whatever, all of my brother's friends make them feel so welcome. Mm-hmm. So, and I know them and I love to take care of them and like buy them drinks and stuff because I feel like it's my older
sister.
You're
like the big sis. Yeah.
So I go and we're hanging out, whatever. And we decide, okay, you know, our time here is coming to an end. We want to tailgate hop. Let's go to a new one. Everyone go to the front of the fraternity house. And we realize, oh, shoot, Phil's not with us. So we're like here with a bunch of our girls and then some of the guys. And I'm like, you know what? I'll go grab them. You guys wait right here.
Yeah.
So I go to the back of the house and I'm like, oh, my God, Phil, like we're heading out. Do you want to come with us? He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then these two girls come up to me. Let's call them Hannah and Abby.
Hannah and Abby.
So Hannah and Abby come up to me and I had just met them in Las Vegas. And actually the Justin Bieber concert. And it was funny because I was like giving them ideas for the skit they had coming up. And I remember meeting them and they were so awesome. Mm-hmm. And honestly, all the IU girls, I love meeting them and like making friendships with them.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like LA people are like sometimes
the worst. Yes.
Sometimes the worst and not super genuine.
Being the exception.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I love meeting Indiana people because they're so welcoming. And, yes. You know, the Hoosier hospitality, yada, yada. So they come up, they're like, oh my God, TK, whatever. Like, we're chatting. They're talking to me about a TikTok that their sibling saw. And they're like, do you remember? You know, we met. And I was like, oh my gosh, how was the event? And we're talking, you know, I'm sure we exchanged like, oh, you look so cute, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
typical how, like girl stuff.
How girls. And I'm like, so good to see you guys. We're going to head out, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we like, me and Alicia were like in the front waiting for you guys.
Yeah. So Phil and I are walking back to the front and I'm like, I see a bathroom on the way. I'm like, hey, I'm going to run in here and go pee. You go meet everyone. She's like, perfect.
Yeah.
So I go in and, you know, I like squat down. Don't touch the stall. You know, it's a little bit gross because it's a fraternity. And I'm going pee. And all of a sudden I hear two girls come in and they go into the stall. And I'm just like, la-di-da, like on my phone, probably like looking at, you know, Instagram, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, scrolling.
And all of a sudden, I hear these two girls start absolutely ripping me a new one. Like, and guess what? It was the two girls I had just talked to that were super nice to my face.
Of course it was.
Yeah. I mean,
girls are the worst with
literally
that.
Though, Ashley, I have never experienced anything in my life like that. The only thing similar I can kind of remember is like, in high school, maybe middle school, but I have never experienced a moment or a Mean Girls moment like that. I mean, I literally was in the stall and they knew someone else was in the stall. Like I was being loud.
Yeah.
And it's not like I was being silent, right. But I wasn't, who am I going to talk to? The door?
You're like wrestling paper. Yeah. You're like, you know, like pulling your pants up, flushing the toilet, like stuff like that. Like yes. It's loud enough to know someone's there.
Yeah. But they had obviously no idea it was me. They're like, I'm not kidding you, saying like, they never referred to me as my name. It was just TK's Juicy Poles.
Of course. Like, of course.
I was like, what? I was like, this is so weird. Like, I feel like I'm like invading someone's privacy, but like. Right.
But then it's about you.
Yeah. It was so weird. So like, I'm like sitting on the toilet, literally peeing. They're like, TK's Juicy Poles is like the worst. Like I'm obviously summarizing. This isn't exactly what they said because right. I can't fully remember. But my instinct was to film it.
Of course.
Right?
That's I'm what
like,
we do.
I'm like, I'm a YouTuber. Let me get the content.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what was funny is they were like ripping me for like, yeah the, no one follows her. Her hair's ugly. Like, it doesn't even look good. She doesn't remember us. Blah, blah, blah.
Ew.
Like, saying like, just very like stuff that I try to avoid at all costs. Like, very like influencer-y type things.
Yes.
Like, she's not even cute. She's not even cool. Like, blah, blah, blah. Her and Phil, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like,
it was destroying you.
Yeah, just like every little thing that like they possibly could have said.
Yeah.
Without them, with just them meeting me for 5 seconds.
Stereotypical like girl shitting on other girl
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It was nothing too, like none of my actual insecurities were hurt because like they don't know me.
Right.
So I'm like, thank God. Yeah. But I was like, literally like,
what do you do in that situation? Like, I wouldn't know.
Wild. Wild. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm like, what do I do? I'm thinking like, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I quickly realized because they're like, she doesn't remember us. Like she said she did. My sibling saw a TikTok of her and she doesn't remember, like blah, blah, blah.
You're
which
like,
I literally just said I did.
Literally just talked to these two girls.
And I was like, oh my God, these are the two. This is Hannah and Abby.
Hannah and freaking Abby.
Yeah.
Abby.
So I was like, am I in Mean Girls right now? Or like, am I in a dream? Like, what the heck? It was the weirdest thing because obviously we get like, compared to like some of my influencer friends, like we put ourselves out there. So we get a ton of like flack every once
in a while. You're gonna get hate
in your DMs.
And you just kind of brush it off.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But like, there's something different about hearing in the flesh
in
people say stuff.
Yeah.
Versus like.
Comments you can block, you can delete.
Yeah.
You ignore.
Or like a DM.
Yeah.
You know?
This is very
so
personal.
So I was like, holy shit, this is. I feel like I'm in a movie. I feel like I'm in a Mean Girls.
Oh, it was Mean Girls.
Yeah,
for sure.
Quite literally. So then I'm like, all right, maybe if I'm like kind of loud, like washing my hands, like doing the blow dryer, like they'll be like, oh, someone's in here, or like question, or like, you
I
know how
the stalls
and fraternities like aren't very nice, so you can like see through them.
There's like the big cracks.
Yeah, maybe they'll see me. Maybe they'll see my shoes or like
your
you know
hair,
what I mean?
something,
whatever. My ugly hair.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm like washing my hands, like. Still recording on my phone everything they're saying. I don't know why that was my instinct.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, with Alicia and PK and our group of people,
I'm like,
we're
shaking,
waiting
talking
outside
about this.
And we're thinking, like, where the hell is TK? She's been in the bathroom for so long.
She's taking a little
She's
too
taking
long.
A really long time. So we're like, okay, well, we'll just walk out to the car and wait for her there. So we're walking and we walk past the bathroom and your brother PK like is like, hey, can you just go check on TK and tell her to hurry the F up? Like we need to leave.
Oh, he says that?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. So I like bust into the bathroom, like full charge, like door swings
I'm
wide open.
I'm literally drying my hands.
Yeah.
Recording these girls who are still talking
door,
shit about me.
Full speed, open the door and I'm like, TK, you good? Like so loud.
It's literally on the video.
So loud. I say that so loudly.
She goes, TK, you good?
Because I'm assuming she's on the toilet, like doing, I don't know what, scrolling.
Or even throwing up or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
I was like hey, are you
fine.
Good? You've been in there for like a minute. That's what I'm thinking. But yeah, full send, swing open the door. I'm pretty sure the door hits the wall because of how hard I opened the door.
Did.
And I
it's
yell,
dramatic.
TK, are you good? And she's literally stopped in the middle of the bathroom, big eyes. She turns around and looks at me and she mouths something that I can't read. And I'm like, what? So yeah. I whisper, what? And she comes a little closer, mouths it again. I still can't understand. And I'm like, what? Because clearly, like, we're being quiet because she wasn't talking. And then she comes right up to me and is like, these girls are talking shit on me right now. And I was like, Oh.
And by the way, when you, she said TK, what's good? They go radio silent. They're yeah. freaking out.
Yeah. Right? The they're whole like, bathroom's quiet. Yeah. So then I finally understand what's happening. Yeah. And me being my nosy self and also wanting to like support you and be there for you, I make my way on into the bathroom and just like lean in. And I'm like, what's going to happen?
So I'm like, hey, guys. I'm in my head, I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to say something just because mm-hmm. I'm not mad. I was like a little disappointed, and I was like, I felt like they got the wrong impression of me.
But, and also, there is nothing wrong with standing up for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was like, yeah. There's no way I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you're trying to start a fight. It's just standing up for yourself, which is totally fine.
Totally. So I said, hey, girls, I'll just be waiting here. Like, I would love to chat when you get out.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Something like that. And they don't say anything.
They don't. Wait, can we take a second?
Hear them, like, can we take a second to like
I really want to paint the picture. We're in a bathroom, a full of stalls. No one's in the bathroom. It's just me, TK, and the two girls in the stall. And they choose to not answer.
Yeah. Literally, but you can hear them whispering.
I was like, we see your feet. We can hear you whispering, and you're not going to respond.
But they're like,
I was like, are we 6 years old? Like, answer.
Yeah.
It was wild to me that they wouldn't respond.
So then Ashley goes, hello.
Now I'm
Big
just
sister
fully,
came out.
Fully entertained. And I'm just like, are they really not? In my head, I was like, these girls.
Yeah.
They're
I
not
wish
answering.
You could have heard. I mean, you've probably seen the video by now. But like, I wish you could have heard what they were saying, because it was like, it was stuff that like they clearly didn't know me. And it was just like ripping me random stuff that I've like never even heard. Really. Yeah. It was just so funny. So, well, it wasn't, but like to me, I was like, what? How is this real?
Yeah.
So Ashley's like, hello. And they don't say anything.
They don't
I think.
Respond to that.
And then did you say something else?
You say something again. You're like, I would love to talk to you. Like,
so calm.
Very calm. TK's going full mom mode. And then I say again, like,
no sass.
TK went more like mature. And I was just being like, we can see you. I was like, fucking answer.
Ashley's freaking 31-year-old self is like, we can see you.
Because they're both in this tiny little stall. I was
they're like whispering, like, freaking out.
They're like, oh my God, what do we do?
Because I had just talked to them and they were literally being so nice.
Which is the girly thing to do, is to just backstab.
That's so cringe.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Oh my God, I hope I never do that.
You won't. I won't let you.
Anyway. So then the one finally comes out, which this was Abby.
Yeah.
And
can I say something about Abby? I thought this was really weird. She comes out like very
slowly.
I'm not
kidding you. So dramatic. Like the door was like.
The door slowly creaks. She sneaks, slides
out. I'm like standing outside like this.
Yeah. She slides out. I'm leaning against the wall. She slides out very, very, almost like someone's sleeping.
Yes.
In the room, and she quietly closes the stall and then does one of these things. Let me, it's hard on a podcast, but she does one of those like concerned eyebrow raise. Her mouth is showing. She kind of like moves her lips in a way and points at the door, insinuating that her friend is super drunk. And oh, poor her friend.
Like, oh, like I had nothing, like that's so embarrassing.
It had nothing
she
to do
did
with
it.
Me.
Totally
she was doing
blaming
all the
her
talking.
Friend. Totally blaming
which
her
is
friend.
The shittiest thing to do. Assuming that they're really good friends.
Yeah.
Like, well, she literally threw...
It's almost, like, weirdly worse
than
the person that was actually talking, like, the meat and the potatoes of, like, the bad stuff. Because she was, like, one, throwing her friend under the bus.
Yeah, 100%.
After she'd just been participating. And I literally have on camera, like, she was participating fully.
Yeah.
Not as much as the other girl. It was a little 60-40, 70-30 action. Not
some
quite 80-20. 40. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was definitely, she was agreeing.
Yeah.
And you know what? Guilty by association.
Honestly.
You know what? I even have here. Do you know what guilty by association means, Ashley?
Ooh, tell me.
I have an example. I got it from Google.
Love the learning moment, a little class
Mrs.
moment.
Mrs. Google. Says, an example of guilt by association is the assumption that everyone in a group of teenagers at a party is guilty of underage drinking simply because some witness a few of the group's members consuming alcohol.
Oh.
So that would just be an example.
Yes.
You know, you're at a party, two people are drinking, but the rest of the people get in trouble because they're underage as well. You and were they there. They let them do
you
it.
You were aware and you chose to
or
be there.
To go extreme if someone murdered someone and someone was there
yeah.
and they didn't tell. They're yeah. guilty by association. Yeah. They get in trouble.
You knew.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what Abby was doing.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
And it was so, I tried to be so calm and nice. She came out.
You handled this really, really. I've never been more proud of you. You handled this in the most like mature.
It was
older
very weird.
Than you. It was very like. It was very like. Here's how I would picture it: big sis, like putting you in your place in the most stern and polite way at the same time. I don't know how else to explain it.
Well, I can even feel myself getting red talking about it. But like, I would hope someone would do that to me if yeah. I was doing that bullshit. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, if someone did that to me, I would. One, it was mortifying.
I would die. Like, I would like.
Because I was literally sitting there watching the whole thing.
Yeah, it was mortifying. It was mortifying, honestly, for me too. Because yeah. I was just like, this is so embarrassing that I have to do this. But yeah. like, I have to because I would hope for the next person you don't do this to.
Yes.
Right? So I wasn't like offended or mad. I was more just sad and disappointed yeah. because I was like, damn, like I really liked them and yeah. I was just talking to them
and they
I
were really, being sweet.
Yeah. And I really hope this isn't the impression that like everyone has yeah. because like I fork with IU girls. Like yeah. I love them. So anyway, you know, Abby comes out and like does her little creeping door and pointing at her friend like it was all her. Uh-huh. And I'm like, hey, and she's like so scared.
Yeah.
Oh, she's shaking. Or nervous. Yeah.
She's shaking. Yeah.
And I was like, hey, you know, I heard what you said. She's like, I know. And I'm like, I just wanted to confront you because I feel like you got the wrong impression of me. Mm-hmm. I'm really sorry if that was the case, if you actually thought that. I just want you to know everything I said to you today and when we met in Vegas
yeah.
was completely genuine. I totally remember you. Mm-hmm. She was like, I only said the blah, 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 blah thing. And I was like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I am a little disappointed that this happened.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry if you got the wrong impression. I get it. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
And I get how it looks and seems or whatever. But that was not cool. I just kept saying like, that was not cool.
Yeah.
Whatever. And she kept blaming her friend. She was like, it really wasn't me. It was my friend.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then.
This is my favorite part.
Then she's like, I'm like, can you get your friend? And she's like, I don't know if she's going to come out. Like, blah, 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 freaking out. Right. And I'm like, you really should probably
really
get her.
You should get your friend.
I was like, you really should get her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, literally creeps back, like in slow-mo. It felt like she was moving
yeah,
through butter.
Yeah, it was so
or like
slow.
Molasses.
I was
yeah.
like, just leave.
Tries to get her friend to open it. And she's like, can you get her to open it? And I'm like, you should really get her to
you
open it.
You should really get her to
you,
open it.
My eye contact, it was like following like an eye like exam, like
it was
test.
So
like I was
slow.
Like, eye contact. All the way, like following the finger all
yeah.
the way,
yeah,
eyes
yeah.
locked.
Yeah.
And I was like, open this freaking door right yeah. now because I need to have a word with
your
Hannah.
Friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking Hannah.
So, because like, talking down on anyone, especially another female and especially someone who is nice to you.
Yeah. Who
right?
is super nice to you and yeah. is like friends with your
and
friend.
Someone is friends with my brother, right?
Yeah.
So, so then they eventually she gets her to open it.
Yeah.
And
which
the door.
This girl is sitting on the toilet, literally
going
to the bathroom.
Going number two.
Sitting on the toilet.
I feel like it was in a movie. Like
I was like, you couldn't have wrapped it up within the time that your friend was talking
I
to
mean,
her outside.
I don't know how to say this nicely, but like literally shitting her pants.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like. I couldn't believe she was still sitting there.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
I would have been like
Which,
fully zipped, ready to go, ready to walk out if I needed to, you know, like, no, she chose to
I
just sit there.
I can't believe this is real life. I can't believe this is real life. Ashley and I were like, how is this happening?
My mouth was to the floor.
So I go in the stall because at this point people were starting to come in and I was like, I don't want to embarrass her. Like, I'm not trying to make this a big deal. I just want to let her know. I'm like, sorry that she got the wrong impression.
Yeah.
And, you know, just clear there.
Right.
So, and I wasn't trying to like yell or like, you know, be
no,
like,
you didn't.
Like anything like that. Like that was not my approach and not my vibe. And I wasn't trying to do that. I just genuinely was like, oh damn, they really got a bad impression or they like, they think they know me and they don't.
And
you
again,
know?
setting the record straight.
Wanted to nip it in the
bud. For yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. So I go in, lock the door. People are, at this point, I think like my family friend who was in the sorority was like coming in. She's yes. like getting fired up. Like, what's going on?
She walked in, saw me, was like, what's going, she was like, hey, Ashley, what's yeah. going on? And I was like, let me tell you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And Abby is
Abby
like,
was sitting outside yeah, the stall. Freaking out too. Kind of freaking out, yeah.
So I go in, I'm talking to Hannah, and I'm like, hey, she's quite literally on the toilet going, doing her thing.
Yeah.
Going number two. And I'm like standing over her saying, you know, hey, I'm so sorry if you got the wrong impression. You know, everything I just said to you, same thing to Abby. Everything I just said to you was very genuine. I'm really disappointed and bummed out because I liked meeting you guys. And I thought you were awesome. And I was like, that really sucked just hearing that. Like everything. And she's, of course, freaking out. I'm so sorry. I'm so drunk. I didn't mean to. We're so stupid. Like, you're literally the best. We're obsessed with you. Blah, blah, blah. Like, doing all the things.
Are you?
it was just, it was so weird. I was definitely standing over her looking.
Which can, also, on like a very separate note, like you having to do that, that kind of puts you in a really great position because you were literally looking down on her.
It was like, weird.
Yeah. Kind of like putting her in her place.
And I was like, that was not cool. I was like, listen, people like me and women already get enough shit.
Yeah.
Like, why is it your instinct to like, out of anything, whether it's envy or, you know, being mad or actually not liking the person? Like, I was like, I'm a human. That was not nice.
No.
And I was like, I know you didn't mean what you said. Women and myself do not deserve that kind of behavior.
No, yeah.
And I just told her, I was like, that was not cool. I'm really bummed because I was like, I literally come to Indiana. I told her this. I was like, I come to Indiana to get away from crazy LA mean girls.
Yeah, from like, shit like this.
I was like, I'm so grateful to have my friends in LA that I've met that aren't like that. And I literally come to Indiana and come to my hometown and visit my friends and my family who are here right now
yeah.
in the stall with me. Yeah. I said two things that I was like, I don't know where it came from.
Oh,
but
TK
spoke, I'm definitely a quoter. Yeah. I'm like, I love a saying.
But you were very like, you spoke very clearly. You were very articulate.
Super
the entire
calm.
Time.
I never raised my voice.
I was literally outside just like clapping. Like, so
could
proud.
You hear me?
I could hear a lot.
Yeah.
Once a lot of the girls walked in, I couldn't hear that much.
Yeah.
And around this time, Abby is standing outside the stall.
Guilty by association.
Guilty by association. She's like,
GBA.
I really feel like you should go in there and break this up.
Still freaking out.
And I was like, I think they're fine. And then it's been a little bit longer. And then she's starting to really freak out. And she's like, I really think you need to go in there and break it up. And I was like,
I was being so calm, by the way, in the stall. I was not being rude.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
You know what? It sounds like your friend needs to be talked to. And then your...
The stuff she was saying was out of pocket.
It was so out of pocket.
Like, it was bad.
Yeah, it was really bad.
I could have been so mean, but I was just like, honestly, I was like, I don't know you. Like, why would I be mean? So then I say, you know what, Hannah? I was like, I'm probably going to forget what you said to me. But you know what I won't forget? Is the way you made me feel. And
freaking
I was like,
mic drop.
I was like, and you made me feel bad. Yeah. It wasn't good. I'm really disappointed. Mm-hmm. I'm really sad and bummed out because I really liked you.
Yeah.
And I do like you. I love you guys. I love the IU girlies. I was so excited when I met you. I was so excited 5 seconds ago when I talked to you. And I still, you know, I'm talking to you right now. Yeah. And I was like, I'll never forget the way you made me feel. It wasn't good. I hope no one else feels this way because of you. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't wish it upon anyone. Mm-hmm. And I also told her one of my favorite Eleanor Roosevelt quotes.
Yes.
Which honestly, she probably doesn't even remember it. She was drunk.
Yeah.
But not an excuse.
No.
I kept saying, you know what, Hannah? That was my one little dig. You know what, Hannah? Mind you, it's like still in the stall. I said, one of my favorite quotes is by Eleanor Roosevelt. And it is. Seriously.
Yeah.
This is why I have it memorized. It is... Great minds discuss ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Middle-sized minds discuss things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what small minds discuss?
What?
Hannah. They discuss people.
Oof.
And I was like, and I think you had a really small mind today. And she was like, I think I got my point across.
It was the freaking cherry on top to a very well articulated.
I mean, I did not want to have to do that. Truly. Like and I never in a million years thought I would.
No, but honestly, from her perspective, if I was her, The it way you spoke about- to her is like the best case situation, honestly. Because any other mean girl like her would have been like fighting, would have been like the whole like cat scratching.
It was very civil.
Yeah. The way you handled it was phenomenal. And I would hope that that would teach her a lesson and she would never do that again.
And I was just like, really be mindful with your words. Like they hurt. I'm just a human and you don't really know me very well. And I'm disappointed that that's the impression you got of me. Whether it's true or you were talking craziness, I heard you and it wasn't cool. And I'm really bummed because I really liked you.
Yeah.
That's what I said. And then I was like, it was so nice meeting
well
you.
So well handled.
I said, it was so, so well nice handled. Meeting you.
And then at this point.
And I walk out.
Alicia and PK
are like,
the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Which, by the way, these girls are friends with my brother. My brother's like, yeah, right.
So Alicia opens the door. PK's right behind her and I'm by the door. So they swing the door open and they see me and they're like, what is going on? And I'm like, some girl was talking mad shit on TK and TK's putting her in her place. And Alicia and PK were like, oh my God. And then your family friend walked in too and was like, what's going on? And I was like, some girl was talking about TK and TK's telling her off. And she was like, good.
It's crazy.
She was like, I would do.
How much I learned from all that.
Same.
It's like weird because obviously I wouldn't wish that upon anyone, but I'm kind of glad it happened in a weird way because one, it made me feel confident and secure in myself that like, damn, like I handled that.
Yeah.
And I was happy. But the coolest thing for me was that I had so many people who had my back, which I was just not expecting. And I didn't need or ask for.
But it's
people
so
just,
great to feel that confirmation.
Oh my God, it felt amazing. Like my brother had my back. Ash and Alicia obviously had my back. Alicia's like listening to the video like, I swear. Literally everyone in the frat came up to me that night and were like, TK, we got you back. Like, that was not cool. Like, blah, blah, blah. And not even in a mean way, just knowing that, like,
even other sorority girls were coming up and saying the same thing.
All the other sorority girls were coming up to me. They're like, hey, that was not cool.
They were, like, actually apologizing on behalf of their sorority.
Yeah, which, honestly, they didn't have to do.
That was not their responsibility.
Yeah, and it just made me, I guess, have the perspective, like removing myself from all of it. It just made me never want to do that. And and I'm guilty of like, even like, let's say like Hailey Bieber or like a celebrity I know of or I'm envious of or whatever the case is. Like, I feel like I'll like randomly say stuff like, yeah, that wasn't a cute outfit or like whatever, which obviously there's like,
there's a lot.
You can have an opinion on things, but some stuff you just don't need to say.
Yeah.
And
it's just
sometimes
not, it's not cute.
Also, I want to rewire my mind when I, because it's easier to go to the negative thought and talk shit. It's easier to like put someone down, but I want to be able to like rewire my mind to be like, whoa, one, is this worth saying? Two, is this out of pocket? And three, why am I thinking like this? Like, is there something deeper? I'm a little bit in
envious. Where is this coming
of?
From?
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, what's the real
what's
reason?
What's the point in talking about
exactly.
this?
Exactly. Yeah. And then on top of that, what I learned from Abby is like, I don't ever want to be the friend that's just like agreeing.
Yeah.
Because that's just as bad as the person that's ripping someone.
100%.
I want to be able to call, like real friendships call their friends out of pocket, whack ass shit that they're saying.
Yeah. And the whole throwing the friend under the bus. I understand like wanting to like get out of that situation. Trust me, as a non-confrontational person.
Totally.
Skirting out of the room would have been what I wanted to do. But if like, I don't know, if like, even if like Alicia was the one in the stall talking mad shit.
Yeah.
We
all do.
Yeah.
I get it.
The move, the right move, the mature move would be like, I'm so sorry you heard that.
Yeah.
That should never have happened.
I don't know
I'm
why.
I'm
going to
have
that.
Her
yeah.
clean up and come out and apologize herself. Like,
yeah.
There should have been some kind of like more movement on their end, which is what led to the whole like
and
you
I will
walking
say,
into the
like,
stall.
Yes, Ashley, myself, everyone in the world says some stuff when we don't
do.
Mean it.
Yeah.
I get it. You know, sometimes we say some whack ass stuff, right?
Yeah.
Especially when we've had a few drinks and ourselves. But I'm so grateful to have friends that have and do call me out when I'm saying some stuff I don't mean.
Yeah.
And I hope that I can be the friend that does the same to my friends when they say some
stuff. Oh my God. I feel like the message that can be taken away from this entire thing. Full picture. They're young. They're in college.
Yes.
You're 20,
still not an excuse.
24. TK's 24. I'm 31. We're all in the same room.
Weird.
And I think the whole
she
thing
kept saying,
here,
she's like, you're so mature. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, we didn't mean it.
But like the whole thing here is, unfortunately, like the whole mean girl shit, it doesn't go away. It doesn't matter if you're in elementary school,
deals with this stuff.
Middle school, high school, college. It feels so like gross. Stuff that you shouldn't deal with anymore, but it's never going to go away. We've talked about this already. Mm-hmm. And in the end, we all need to, especially as women, support each other and stop like behind each other's backs, tearing each other down.
Yeah.
Like that's not helping anyone. And I think the message to be taken away is just like, fuck, just be more supportive.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I feel like women, we are guilty of like pinning each other against each other. Like woman against woman.
Yeah.
Because that's how it has been our whole lives.
Yeah.
And like, I want to be able to, when I have a bad or negative thought or I'm envious or whatever the case is of someone, I want to be able to check myself or have someone check myself for me and be like, okay, why am I thinking this? That's not what I actually think.
Yeah.
Clearly, this is a me thing that I have deep down.
Yeah.
And I want to rewire my brain, because pinning a woman against another woman or, you know, shitting on someone isn't going to do any good.
Yeah. And like, even like full picture, realistically, you're not going to like everyone, you know?
Oh, for sure. And no one has to like, not everyone like has to like me. I know that.
And just because you don't like someone doesn't mean you need to tear them apart or like dramatically try to like tear down their career or what they're aspiring
or
to
their
be.
Or their looks, which is the easiest thing
like
to
do. It's just the most immature, shallow move is to destroy someone behind their back and talk about, especially like physical appearance. Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's so beneath us as individuals.
So I was very proud of my friendships I had that had my back.
We were very
proud of you. I was very happy with the way it was handled, even though it was a horrible situation. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm honestly glad that that happened to me. And I'm glad that I was in a good enough spot where we could talk it out. And hopefully they learned something from it. I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I'm weirdly grateful that that happened, and just like, it was just a learning experience for me. And what I learned from the whole trip is that I think having those tough conversations and nipping stuff in the bud is so much better for the long run in the big
100%.
picture. Because had I not said anything, I would have like let that eat at me for a long time, had some passive aggressive things to say about them, 100%. Which isn't going to do any good for either of us. And it's just not good for like, I guess, females.
Yeah.
Not to be that
just
like
people in general.
Not to go Gary Vee on people, but like seriously, come on.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
But anyway, Ash, thank you so much for being there for me.
Are you kidding me?
An honestly hilarious story.
I was honestly just picture me in the corner eating popcorn. That was me the entire time. Just thoroughly entertained by the situation.
Yeah. And I couldn't believe the amount of like dudes and girls in the sorority that were like, that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
That were mature and awesome. And came up to me and were, you know.
So sweet.
Yeah. So I guess that's a wrap. Sorry, we went a little bit over, but I felt like it was a really good story.
There's so much to learn. There was so much to talk about.
So much to take from it.
What a moment.
Anyway, Ashley, where can everyone follow you?
Oh my gosh. I have
Pimp yourself
a YouTube
out.
Channel. XO Miss Ashley Nicole. I have Instagram, Ash Nicole. And At Parallel is my clothing brand, and my podcast is Unsolicited Advice. And we have our podcast out of the same studio.
Yes,
like this is my chair in my table.
Really?
When I record my podcast.
Oh yeah, that is your chair. This is Terrence.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's so wild.
Yeah, so definitely check out Unsolicited Advice and all the things. Shop Parallel Apparel. It's the best.
It's
most
the best.
Buttery fabric ever. Ashley, thank you so much for coming on, having
thank
my back, and being my big
me
sis
forever and always.
You're the best. And guys, don't talk shit.
Don't talk shit.
Be sure to listen to my podcast and rate and review and subscribe everywhere on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
or wherever
you
get your podcast.
Yeah, or wherever you get it. And follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Pulls. Follow me on my YouTube channel, Taylor King. And yeah, make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.